I'm glad to be here. We want to talk first about a recent case that some of you, especially in Austin, may be familiar with, the Whole Foods cake case. And it kind of illustrates some of the challenges that employment lawyers and lawyers of all kinds can have. On April 18th of 2016, an Austin resident and local pastor sued Whole Foods for intentional infliction of emotional distress. He said that he had purchased a cake at Whole Foods over here at 6th and Lamar that had an anti-gay slur on it. The plaintiff, identifying himself in the lawsuit as openly gay, said he went into the bakery, took a pre-made cake to the counter, asked them to inscribe in icing on it, "Love wins." He says that clerk at the bakery took the cake back, put the inscription on it, put it in a box, and he makes a point in his lawsuit to say they sealed the box with the receipt sticker and handed him the cake. He alleges in the lawsuit, the plaintiff did, that he took the cake to the counter. He was in a rush. He paid for it. He got it into his car. He got about a mile away from the store. He stopped at a stoplight, and he looked down and through the plastic lid noticed that the cake had an anti-gay slur on it. He alleged that the cake said, "Love wins fag" on it. He called the store. Someone apologized, said he'd look into it, and later that day, the person called him back, he alleges, and said, "We've looked into this, and we think this is a fake." He filed a lawsuit on April the 18th. This, by the way, is a picture he took of the cake. I've blurred out the word. Whoever I, pilfered this from off the internet, blurred out the word. The plaintiff filed suit on April the 18th. He held a press conference that same day, surrounded by his lawyer and several members of the community. He showed a video of him taking the cake home.